1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The question swirling around the Princess of Wales continue swirling after a photograph released last week was pulled by news agencies because they say it had been altered. Princess Kate today issuing an apology saying she is the one who edited that photo. The picture was put out to try to calm worries after Kate's surgery in January. However, ABC News royal contributor Robert Jobson says
they've now obviously put that photograph out to try to quell all the speculation, and as a result, they were hoping that it would just stop that. But all it's done is add to these conspiracy theorists.
Ramadan has begun. Many were hoping there would be a ceasefire in place in the Gaza Strip before the month of fasting began, but that did not happen. At the Oscars last night, Oppenheimer was the big winner, taking home 7 statues. The White House putting out a proposed budget that calls for national paid leave, savings on child care and housing. It's not expected to make it past Congress as is. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 7 of the 9 people killed at a buggy crash in central Wisconsin Friday were from an Amish community in Virginia. The crash of the tanker truck between Neillsville and Black River Falls is one of the deadliest in Wisconsin history. The only survivor is a 2-year-old boy. The presidential campaign returns to Wisconsin this week. President Biden will take his message to Milwaukee on Wednesday.
He's focused on preserving democracy in this country after insurrectionists stormed the Capitol and tried to overturn the free and fair election results, restore Roe versus Wade after Donald Trump appointed Supreme Court justices that overturned it, and keeping the greatest American comeback story going.
White House Communications Director Ben LaBolt speaking to ABC News. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. About 34,000 gallons of wastewater flowed into Lake Mendota after a sewer line broke open on the west side last week. A valve broke during a routine maintenance check on Thursday. Madison sewerage officials say a total of 45,000 gallons of wastewater was released during the break. 2 homes also had wastewater spill into their basements. Sewerage officials are still assessing the full impact of last week's spill. Dane County will pay $145,000 to settle a civil rights lawsuit filed by a former inmate at the Dane County Jail. Jimmy Joshua also sued 4 deputies and medical personnel who were on site during the incident in 2020. He says that the deputies used excessive force during an incident and left him with a serious hip injury that went unattended for 16 hours. Neither the county nor the individual deputies admit any wrongdoing as part of the settlement. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
The Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks took over in the fourth quarter to beat the Clippers in L.A. 124-117, Giannis on how he and Damian Lillard scored a combined 69 points.
We're just trying to play basketball. You know, was able to get to his shots, get to his 3. It's time that we work in practice. We did it against the Lakers. Tonight it worked. It's something that we're going to have to do moving forward. And we both have to play make in the last 6 minutes.
Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers losing to number 3 ranked Purdue 77-70. The Badgers head to Minneapolis as the 5th seed with their first game in the Big Ten tournament Thursday afternoon at 1:30 against the winner of Rutgers versus Maryland. NFL free agency getting underway. The Packers to release Devondre Campbell this week. The 30-year-old linebacker had numerous injuries the past 2 seasons. The move could save Green Bay $10.5 million in salary cap funds. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 64 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25. Tonight will drop down to 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warm, 69 for a high. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy. Could see a few showers by late Wednesday and Wednesday night. Our high Wednesday, 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com. On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I just got a review, and has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent, George Sloppenopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous. Blah, blah, blah. Make America great again. See if you can guess which former president just posted that on Truth. Anyone? No? Well, thank you, President Trump. Thank you for watching. I'm surprised you're still... Isn't it past your jail time?
The best. He wins Twitter, comedy, and journalism.
That is so good.
All right. Speaking of winning comedy, and NBC's Last Comic Standing, the Late Late Show, Comedy Central, Comics Unleashed, she's back. The little bird. The little bird's back in the nest.
Stephanie's basement is a terrified sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, and we won't get bored as she sits and laughs with Stephanie. Dana E. Dana Ego. Miss Dana Ego.
Good morning, Dana Eagle.
Aww. Good morning. Oh my God, I forgot all about this. This is like a lifetime ago. Right?
I know. We were saying we've missed you so much. We were saying that we just, people fell out of rotation. We're like, oh my God, we missed Dana Eagle so much. And the fact that you always say caw, caw.
Yes.
When eagles, that's a crow, not a, what is, fine.
I know. And it just like, came, like I wasn't, it just came to me. I don't usually do it when I meet people anymore. It's really for your show. And I was just like, that's my cue. Like my body just knew what to do. Except even though I'm missing all the candy that you would feed me.
There's none left anymore. It's all gone.
I was very concerned that I thought maybe that's why you hadn't been back. We had plunged you into an early lifetime of diabetes and you were unable to attend.
No, I don't have any kind of diabetes.
Okay.
Right. Or anything.
Oh, by the way, I did. If you've seen all these interviews with MAGA people at the Trump rallies, did you see some woman just said they asked why she's voting for Trump, and she said, "Well, I just want to thank him for the $35 insulin."
Oh.
She literally said, "You know, I have diabetes, and it just, you know, I just really appreciate it." And it was like a right wing interviewer, so she didn't say that's President Biden that got you the $35 insulin.
Is she sure it's insulin? It might be something else.
You're I don't know why, like, you are so far to one side of the frame that I'm seeing your lovely living room. It's almost like Katie Britt's kitchen, but it's very lovely. It's very, you have a white theme going there. White couch.
The funny thing is, I set up in my kitchen, and then, because that is usually, like, where my office is, and then I put up a green screen, and I make it look like something else. But
yeah,
this is my living room.
It's lovely. You obviously don't have pets, because you have white furniture.
Right.
Okay.
And I barely actually have furniture, too. There's
I know, I see that. You're like, it's like a dorm, like you just moved in.
Well, I have Danny Eagle's dance studio here.
Oh, good. Good. Oh, like Katie Britt's mom had a dance studio. Do you, because I know you're a very well-known and fantastic comedy writer, when you see something like Katie Britt, SNL, it's harder than people think because it's hard to parody, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's also so hard now, you know, to hit anything before anyone else hits it.
Right. Right. Everyone, well, that's why I did it first. I did Katie Britt. It went much lower budget, but I did it first because we were on before Saturday Night Live.
Posted that on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want the low budget, filthier version, there's me. Okay. So Dana Abel, what have you been up to? Talk to us about are you paying attention to Donald Trump or have you lost the will to live?
Sometimes I pay attention. I tend to do it like I'll go into it for a little while and then I'm like, I'm done. I'm out for a little while. And then I do it like that. Last night I watched some of the Oscars and I realized like, oh, I'm reading way too much. I haven't seen so many of these movies. I really liked Jonathan Glazer's speech though. He was the one, he said something about, we don't like Judaism or the Holocaust being hijacked as an excuse for conflict and hurting others. And it was just so well said.
I think I missed it, but I heard about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we were just saying, I don't know if you know Dino Badawa is our is a fantastic comedian friend of ours, but also half Palestinian. And I really, he's on the show a lot, but I just also appreciate that even on Twitter and on his show, he's talking about Netanyahu, you know, is just, I mean, I know that, you know, I know a lot of people in Israel that just can't stand him, but I mean, he's always been part of what Dean is saying, he's always been part of the GOP apparatus here, and he is now actively trying to undermine Biden to get Trump elected, because Trump will let him do, you know, whatever he wants. And I mean, he's actively, obviously, defying Biden and the United States, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, he was homegrown. I mean, he came here for his education, and he was molded here. It's almost like the same people from the Federalist. Like, he was molded here and then sent back there.
Yeah.
And, and they had so much, like, we're hearing about the conflict with Gaza, but he, you know, he was causing his own conflicts there.
This is a pro tip, is the actual Nazis are on the Republican side. They're actual Nazis at actual Nazi flags their rallies. So I'm just saying it's a pro tip that you might be on the wrong side if you're the one with the, you know, Confederate flags and the Nazi flags in your rally.
Right. Right. But also it's like this kind of behavior of just wanting to take over everything.
Yeah.
And for profit. Yeah.
Yeah. Biden campaign.
Put money in your pocket.
Biden campaign just dropped a scathing new ad after the State of the Union featuring images of Trump and the KKK. They juxtapose images of the KKK with Dr. Martin Luther King, and followed by Biden in footage from the speech and then an image of Trump. They said the issue, I love this part that Biden said, the issue facing our nation isn't how old we are, it's how old are our ideas. Hate, anger, revenge, retribution are the oldest of ideas. And that's what Trump is running on. I mean, this weekend was another dark, I don't know how you run on America sucks. I mean, that's basically his whole campaign, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that is the campaign. And it's all like, you know, I take the position of I could annoy and disagree with anybody, but I just, when I'm with people, I dislike them, But I also feel like there are things that we do agree on in this country, but we spend so much time, like, hating on each other that all those things just get washed away.
Yeah, like, for instance, we were just saying, we just played Megyn Kelly clips, and we were like, you are correct, Megyn Kelly, Katie Britt sucked. So we have found one area of agreement is everyone thought Katie Britt was the weirdest, most embarrassing thing ever.
For now. For now. Weirder. Yeah. There's going to be weirder. It's like family reunions. It's like, oh, there's that one just got weirder.
Now, did you get bullied as a lot of comedians? Like, I mean, a lot of us were bullied as kids as well. You became a comedian. But because I don't know if you heard Trump this weekend making fun of Biden's stutter. Like, I mean, he's always been a bully, but it's just, you're like, oh, that's going to get worse, too.
Yeah, and none of this has anything to do with policies.
Right. Right. No, that's what he is.
He's like, move us forward. Yeah. There's nothing that lands anything in anyone's pot. It's just like these cheap shots.
Yeah. By the way, we were laughing that he was making fun of Biden's, and then he had several, Putin? He called Putin Potin.
Potin, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody wrote, who's Potin? I mean, that's just... And SNL, they used the clip that we've used, the him talking about Russia and China, and it's not even comprehensible what he's actually saying, right?
No. No. There's not much that's said that's comprehensible. No, there's not.
It's America's Scooby-Doo moments. It's just, I don't even know how to make fun of it because I don't even know what he said.
Yeah.
Who knows where to start, you know?
Exactly.
Oh
my God, Karen.
Would address like healthcare.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't be ridiculous.
I'll be on the phone with my health insurance for a few hours today because this is what I do several times a week, and it's just part of my job.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah.
And it's like I wish like more of those things were being addressed because I feel like that galvanizes people.
Yeah. Yeah. Karen in Chicago, you're on with Dana Eagle. Hello, Karen.
Dana, long time no see.
I know.
I didn't think that it's possible, but you're more adorable now than you were the last time we saw you. Aww.
I know. When she was saying she's annoying, she's too delightful to annoy anyone.
It's the overalls.
And she's so humble. She's she was feeling annoying. Like maybe we booked Jody booked the wrong Jewish lesbian comedian, Dana. But we meant to book Dana Eagle.
There's like some reverse aging going on. You look so cute.
Yeah, you are doing.
So what I want to say is this. Okay, first of all, I loved the Oscars. It just it's one of those things that you can do to get your mind off of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good reminder to all of us that there are so many more good and lovely people in this world than there are ugly people. And the MAGA base, they're gone. But I want to just tell a quick story about people who are gettable. My friend has a Republican voting friend, and he would kind of mess with him a little bit, sending him some Republican propaganda and stuff like that to just mess with him. And my friend turned around, and because I had been talking to him about Project 2025, he shared with him the Project 2025 plan and said, just look at what they want to do with health care. And his friend looked at it, and he said, oh, my God. And he said that he will not vote Republican in November.
One at a time. There you go.
Yeah,
I love that Biden took that issue back at the State of the Union, even called it Obamacare. And he's like, it's pretty popular now, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Like, he just took it to him, Karen, right?
Yeah. I agree. And I think that there are people out there that we are, are rational and we can talk to about this and are kind of seeing the danger now.
Well,
so,
that's
all's well. Anyway, love you guys.
Love you. That's, I mean, Dana, that's where am I? There we go. People are saying that, I don't want to get happy, but he's lost huge chunks of Republican voters. He just said it again, Jody, this weekend, didn't he? He said, if you didn't vote for me in the primary, we don't want you.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Really?
The look on your face.
Would you have done that on Last Comic Standing? No, you would not.
No.
Yeah.
No. I'd go for it. I'd be like, I'll annoy you into liking me. That's my motto.
That and caw. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. I'm back. I got my,
Ow.
Huh? Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I did a bike ride in Santa Barbara. What was in my water bottle?
Morning Kick.
Thank you. Did a long beach walk. What was in there?
Morning Kick.
Thank you. It's the easiest quiz ever. Yeah. 10 supplements in one.
It's a quiz that I get right.
It's the only thing you get right. Strawberry lemonade flavor, and it has all this amazing stuff in there. Powerful new formula. Supports your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Probiotics to help shed extra pounds. Prebiotics for healthy digestion. Superfood for muscles and joints. Some of the most potent anti-aging supplements out there. If you want an extra boost to energy, enhance your overall well-being, you want to feel younger, you want to look as young as Dana Eagle, who looks like a... middle schooler, go to roundhouseprovisions.com, type in the code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply, or go right to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie.
The left roars back. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup like low energy, skin issues, digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian, called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver, the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When I feed Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend, they are so excited. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you have 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes, keep your face looking younger, wrinkle-free. Introducing Gen 90, the new instant wrinkle treatment from Genucel. It instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it, around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. You never worry about your skin or your confidence again. Gen 90 technology, luxurious, paraben-free, silky smooth. Best of all, it starts working in seconds. I know, because I feel that tingle every time. There's a reason Genucel has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. And now, you also get Genucel XV, the collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, in a pure natural base for stunning results day after day. Gen 90 and XV on sale now during Genucel's spring sale, included in the bestseller package, along with Genucel's under eye bags and puffiness serum. Order now at genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free spa box and two luxury skincare essentials, plus free shipping. genucel.com/Stephanie. genucel.com/Stephanie.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
800-281-8193.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 a.m. and 92.7 FM, WMDX.
The Ground Railroad Freedom Center.
Stephanie Miller.
Dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move.
Just bust the move.
Yeah, what? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Jody Hamilton over there producing the bejesus out of the Stephanie Miller Show as usual. Tristan Snell, our legal lad, coming up tomorrow. And Joy Reid
on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. And now the Twitter love rolling in for Dana Eagle. Deborah says, I swear I just wondered last week why haven't we seen Dana in forever, and like magic she appears.
There she is.
Like magic, the little eagle has flown home.
That is my nickname, Magic.
Also, you offered to do fashion critiques on the Oscars wearing your overalls, as I'm wearing my 500th Trump shirt and a baseball hat, as I do every morning. And or I put on my same lace dress that I've worn for 13 years to Sexy Liberal.
Well, I mean, it's a look. You picked a look and you stuck with it.
But Dana, please, let's do we were saying we are anti-poofy dresses. They're
Wait, you're anti...
Poofy dress, those big poofy dresses. I don't get it.
Yeah. No. I think I like tuxes. I like a statement or a uniform.
Okay. They should wear like Catholic
That's
uniforms.
That's what I like.
Okay, at the Oscars.
There are a lot of poofy...
It was also Fashion Week in Paris. Last week.
Oh.
That was what I thought. It was like, obviously, that's what they want me to comment on.
Oh, because it was overall the theme of the Paris fashion show?
Well, it was futuristic silhouettes.
Those look like a pair of, like, a Oshkosh B'gosh overalls I had in the 70s, but mine were lime green.
These
are the Dickies.
What? Oh, okay. Do you have some maintenance work to do later?
I've been working on the railroad. All the live long day.
Uh-huh. Is there any other way to work on a railroad? No.
No, not at all, really.
That's my support
for their union.
Yes.
What does the union say about all the live long day? You'd think they'd have thoughts.
I think they've gone on strike since then and got it reduced.
Randy, what would be the one down from all the live long day?
8 hours.
Okay.
With a lunch break.
Randy in Arroyo Grande. Hello, you're on with Dana Eagle.
Hi, I love you all. I wanted to say about the Black Eagle that was on, I believe, Thursday. He had the same voice, comedic, kind of sounded like your Oklahoma comedian. I forgot his name. I'm sorry.
Black Knight.
Black Knight. I'm sorry. Yeah. Black Eagle was Joe Madison, who has left us. I'm sorry. I was confused. Yeah, Black Knight is the Twitter star. Yes.
Right. I'm sorry. And also, I heard on the news today that the Pope suggested that Ukraine put up the white flag. I was disappointed.
I know.
I guess Joy Reid tried to break.
I think I might have to leave the Catholic Church again over what the Pope.
Out of his shell on Thursday, on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I was disappointed in that. I couldn't believe he said that they should raise the white. Really? Since when do we tell countries to surrender to terrorist attacks?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Danny Eagle's thinking about the Pope for a moment.
I'm thinking about how much noise, how much angry I want everybody to make it be. Well, I think because we're funding the war.
Which? Ukraine? Uh-oh. Are we going to get in a fight now, Dana Eagle?
It's not a war.
They are defending themselves from a terrorist attack. It's in my personal opinion. All right, but let's fight after the break. You want to?
My overalls on. Why not?
Yeah, put them up.
Never challenge a woman in Dickies overalls to a fight. 29 minutes after the hour. Dana Eagle's here. Stephanie Miller Show.
State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee will get $75 million from Washington to pay for security needs during the Republican National Convention in July. Congress approved the latest round of grants last week. Wisconsin lawmakers pushed for the extra money for almost a year. Convention cities in recent years only got $50 million for security. The U.S. House votes this week on forcing TikTok's Chinese owners to sell the popular social media platform. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher is leading the push.
Imagine what they could do with the app in terms of election year misinformation, in terms of misinformation about a war. That proves the point that we can't put this app in the hands of our foremost adversary, the Chinese Communist Party.
More than 170 million Americans use TikTok. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Some prairie parents are raising concerns about a kindergarten unit on Native Americans, which they say is inaccurate and culturally insensitive. The unit was developed by nonprofit Core Knowledge, and some Dane County teachers have already raised concerns about some of the content. Among other things, the unit has kindergarten students dress up as indigenous people and reenact a powwow. The Some Prairie School Board will vote on whether to use the unit on Monday. Dane County officials are calling for a Republican appointee to the State Elections Commission to step down. They passed a resolution calling for Bob Spindell to resign on Thursday. Spindell has praised low voter turnout among black people in Milwaukee and served as one of the state's false electors after the 2020 presidential election. The resolution calls into question his ability to prioritize the interests of all voters in Wisconsin and undermines the credibility of the State Elections Commission. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Sunny and very spring-like today as temperatures take a step up to the mid-60s. The dial cranks a little higher tomorrow, too, as we soar to near 70 degrees. As winds get breezy out of the south, it's built a high fire danger risk throughout the entire state. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
My name is Katie Britt, and I have the honor of serving the great people of Alabama. But tonight, I'll be auditioning for the part of Scary Mom. And I'll be performing an original monologue called This Country is Hell. You see, I'm not just a senator. I'm a wife, a mother, and the craziest bitch in the Target parking lot.
Oh man. Good. I mean, I have to. I keep saying you're such a great writer, Dana Eagle. It was great writing, wasn't it? Oscars and SNL this week.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Oscars, you know, it was definitely the best 2 years ago when I was writing on it.
Of course. Well, that's quite obvious. Doy. Yeah. Yeah. Doy.
But we disappeared into the background after the event of the night. So that was.
Yeah. Someone was saying
to remember anything except for that.
Was that the year of the slap?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Oh. Can't script that.
No, you can't. You can't come back from that either.
I know.
No.
We could have written anything, and it really made no difference by the end.
But someone was saying, too, Trump is so dumb. Like, he walked right into that, right? Like, you know, go after a fantastic comedian with a team of writers at the ready in a live international event. I mean, it's just
one of the biggest broadcasts of the year.
And it's his worst nightmare. All of these A-list fantastic celebrities laughing at him, right? That was the best, is when they cut to how hard people were laughing. I mean, that's his biggest fear as a narcissist. He's just a laughing stock. Mm-hmm.
It's so weird. Like, he has, if you've ever seen him at like the correspondence dinners, like, he has no sense of humor. Like, it just doesn't.
Well, they say that's why he ran, right? It's because Obama, everybody laughed at him because Obama made a. Yeah. And I love that Obama was busy taking out bin Laden at the same moment that he was humiliating Donald Trump.
Right.
And we didn't know it till later, right?
Yeah.
Michael in the Bronx, you're on with Dana Eagle. Hello, Mike.
Hello, sexy liberal mama.
Hello.
Guess what? I got my sexy liberal ticket.
Yes.
Wow. And a VIP treatment.
Wow.
And
nice.
I can't wait to see you guys. Welcome you back to New York, as I indeed miss you folks.
Aw, can't
wait. And I gotta give props to our highly esteemed President Joe Biden for his multiple grand slams he hit in his State of the Union address. The theme is quite clear. Everyone must wake up and smell the coffee, and I got to admonish the media. You're supposed to be reporting facts. Stop trying to compete as if you're trying to get the Emmy for Best New Drama.
Yeah.
You know, you've tried this stuff back in 2016. You saw what had happened. You acknowledge saying this is partially our responsibility. You mean to tell me you haven't learned your lesson yet? I don't want a repeat of that.
I know. I mean, Dana, that's the thing I got to say is, it's like, this is a really low bar. Every time they do it, it's a disaster. Bobby Jindal, Marco Rubio, like, one person is a bigger laughing stock than the next one. You're like, oh, my God, for them to top that. Like, this one was just, and I have to say, you know how, like, when they go in the spin rooms or you go to Fox News and everybody's in their bubble, and you just, right, you know, everyone's going to go, oh, Biden's speech sucked and the GOP response was great on Fox. They didn't. Even Republicans, even people on Fox News admitted Biden's speech was great and that this response sucked. It's just, it's a little.
Right.
Yeah. Fox and Friends, who's this? Fox and Friends co-host, what's his name? Lawrence Jones? I don't know. Had a clear takeaway from the Republican, for the Republican Party following the State of the Union, get it together. they now are saying jacked up Joe is that he was over, Biden was overly energetic because he's not sleepy Joe anymore. So that was the best they had. It wasn't still the start of the 8 a.m. hour. Jones finally came around to effectively conceding Biden's speech was a political victory. I mean, that's what's when, you know, like whenever they say, oh, it was political or partisan, you know, that means it worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, also, they're just angry, you know, that a woman is in the kitchen speaking. They want their women just in the kitchen cooking. They don't have to speak at the same time. So, and then I heard other people say, like, Biden, you know, was shot up with something. And I was like, well, so is half the country. You know, half the country is, like, on Adderall or Ritalin. So why shouldn't our president be, you know?
Kevin in Chicago in 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello.
Hello, hilarious gay. Hi, you're on with Dana Eagle.
So, I'm very happy. It's been so long since we've got to see her. It's great having her on. I was going to talk about Nancy Mace, but real quick,
yes.
Chris, you had mentioned that with John Cena that all of the straight women and gay men noticed his rockin' bod, but let's not forget that all the lesbians noticed the brand new Birkenstocks that he was wearing.
Yes, Dana Goldberg. Dana Goldberg, our other Dana, tweeted about that.
It's like, wow, hot. Yeah. Just his shoes.
Oh, she's, see, and that's why she gets paid the big bucks, because she's so much faster than me. But so, Nancy Mace, when I watched her yesterday, I was cringe, because every time she kept saying that she's a rape victim, it was like nails on a chalkboard for me, because as a survivor myself, we don't like the term rape victim. I am not going to give, it was my pediatrician, I'm not going to give him that power over me.
Yeah.
I survived what he did to me.
Yeah.
So, and she kept on saying, you're trying to shame me. What I find shameful is that you are willing to give up your dignity and something that happened to you like that, just so that you can give a full-throated endorsement to somebody, only because if he gets elected, you will benefit. The benefits that you will gain from his being president matters more to you than your own dignity, your own integrity. Yeah. And I find that shameful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they have no shame, Dana. That's what we were saying. Right. You can't shame a party. This is where we've come full circle to. They found a woman that has been raped to defend the rapist that they've nominated, you know, for president.
Yeah, listen, I don't want to get back in the boxing ring with you, but I also don't think that a victim ever has to be the one to be the spokesperson for the perpetrator. You know, like, I don't think a victim should have to explain why somebody acts that way. I didn't think she handled it well, but I also didn't think George Stephanopoulos handled it well.
Oh, really? We're going to get back in the boxing ring. I thought he did great. And
I didn't think he handled it well either, because it's like, why do people watch that? What's the takeaway? It's like, well, you want to take away more information about what people think and why they think that.
Right,
and,
but I think
what
it is
they want to bring.
It's a very valid question to ask a Republican woman who is a victim of rape, why she's supporting someone who has been adjudicated a rapist. I mean, it's one of the disconnects. And also, I feel like there's been this disconnect before now with Republican women. Like, they think all of the women that have accused Donald Trump are liars. They're all lying. I mean, it's sort of extraordinary, the cognitive dissonance that they've reached.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't like that, you know, by the end, all of a sudden, she allowed herself to be pushed into a spot where she was where she was, like, saying bad things about
E. Jean Carroll. Well, like, also, she was saying, like, making distinction between it's just a civil rape, it doesn't matter. I'm like, just because he wasn't tried in criminal court. I mean, it was really.
Yeah. It should have just been, I don't want to conflict. Like, for none of us, none of our personal views meet up with our political views. And,
I think,
you know, and if she just would have said something very simple, like, I have to, you know, keep those things. I don't know how you say it. That's why nobody hires me to be a political advisor.
I think that's wise.
Yes.
I think the thing we were all impressed with is we were just saying so many journalists, they back down, you know, like in the face of this kind of stuff, and they don't ask follow-up questions or hard questions. And they, you know, this is what Republicans always do, is they try to shut down, you know, in order to give them access. They can't. I thought, let's listen again. This is George Stephanopoulos and Nancy Mace.
You've endorsed Donald Trump for president. Judges and two separate juries have found him liable for rape and for defaming the victim of that rape. How do you square your endorsement of Donald Trump with the testimony we just saw?
Well, I will tell you, I was raped at the age of 16. And any rape victim will tell you, I've lived for 30 years with an incredible amount of shame over being raped. I didn't come forward because of that judgment and shame that I felt. And it's a shame that you will never feel, George. And I'm not going to sit here on your show and be asked a question meant to shame me.
That wasn't the point of the question.
Yeah. No,
exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's like she just thought, oh, I'm going to just shut him down because, you know, and again, because I'm a victim, quote unquote. Just one more. Here we go.
It's actually not about shaming you. It's a question about
Donald Trump. No, you are shaming me.
You've endorsed Donald Trump for president.
Right.
Donald Trump has been found liable for rape by a jury. Donald Trump has been found liable for defaming the victim of that rape by a jury. It's been affirmed by a judge.
It was not a criminal court case, number one. Number two, I live with shame. And you're asking me a question about my political choices, trying to shame me as a rape victim, and I find it disgusting.
I mean,
he wasn't doing that.
I'm sure E. Jean Carroll's relieved to find out she was only civilly raped. I mean, it's, yeah, one last one.
To sit here and ask me as a rape victim to try to shame me for my political choices is wrong. And I think it's offensive.
You can repeat that again and again and again.
And I'm going
again
to
again
because I've find it deeply offensive.
You don't find it offensive that Donald Trump has been found liable for rape?
I find it offensive as a rape victim that you're trying to shame me for my political choices.
Also, can I just say, Nancy Mace has been in the Republican, we like to call it bag of rats, because fight, 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 you're all equally awful. You can't just pick one. Because she's been in a Mean Girls fight with Kevin McCarthy. Is that, didn't he said she needs to get psychiatric help. And Sheik said he's a complete loser that needs to get a job. She said the former speaker needs to get a job. I think that's the problem. He's bored and doesn't know what to do with himself. He's a complete loser. They all talk just like Trump, right?
Yeah.
He couldn't keep his job as speaker. He quit on the Republican Party, quit his job, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I swear to God, they're just the party of mean girls and mean boys now.
Mm-hmm. Well, needing psychiatric help is just being American at this point.
Right, exactly.
Yes. I didn't mean to shame that.
If you're not on meds, I'm concerned about you.
Yes, that is the smartest thing anyone said on this program ever.
Dana Eagle asks, if you're not on meds, why not?
Right. What channel are you watching?
46 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Yeah.
The OG sexy, as we launched the Sexy Liberal Tour, this is the OG sexy liberal company. I'm telling you, if you feel, you know, overwhelmed by the news, you can't make a difference yourself, Credo Mobile. Mm-hmm. Join Credo Mobile. It's America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Every month they donate. We're up to $95 million, people.
Whoa.
I love when I say we. Okay, they have donated millions to progressive nonprofits that fight for those values, Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, Americans for Tax Fairness, Transgender Law Center. Join Credo Mobile. You will get that great feeling that comes with knowing you are making a difference every day just by using your phone. You get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, low rates, complete selection of new devices, including all the latest models from the top brands. Switching to Credo Mobile, so easy. Bring your phone. Bring your current number. Go to CredoMobile.com, C-R-E-D-O, mobile.com. For a limited time, you get $250 off any smartphone when you use the code STEF. Ugh, knowing me just pays off. CredoMobile.com, get $250 off when you use the code STEF.
Ooh, what a lovely program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, who wants better sex? Got your attention, didn't I? Who wants to start having better sex immediately? Best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com right now. They're offering 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. And Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on the entire order. Don't wait. Better sex is just a click away. That's 50% off one item, free shipping with free rush processing. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything else you desire. Just enter the offer code Miller at checkout. The code is Miller at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this show. Be sure to use this code Miller. Get your discount, 100% free shipping. Get it fast with rush processing. That's right. I said start having better sex now. Adamandeve.com. Don't forget, that code is Miller. 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. Well, you've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I am not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You will have no regrets. Couldn't agree more. Cozy Earth sheets available now in 15 awesome colors are made from viscose. mosquitoes from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you will sleep cool and comfy year round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100 night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. I love my Cozy Earth jammies and my Cozy Earth sheets. You will too. That is CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. Type in Miller for 35% off CozyEarth.com.
Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs who are on the edge of your next leadership evolution. It's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, raise the floor on your standards, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Unleashed Live is brought to you by SoulSeed LLC, where they facilitate transformation by creating an environment and experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership, supported by practical strategy. Join Amber Swerner, transformational leadership coach, business strategist, and founder of SoulSeed Strategy, based in Madison, Wisconsin. SoulSeed LLC is proud to work with the mission-driven leaders, visionary thinkers, heart-centered service providers, and businesses not always included in traditional business environments who do business differently. Join us April 4th and 5th for Unleashed Live. Register now at soulseed.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Longtime Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at madisonbluessociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Dana Eagle is here. Hang on. Karen in Chicago, who's generally the smartest girl in class next to Jody, says, let Dana know that George Stephanopoulos asked a question, never brought up her rape. She brought that up and made it about her rape. Let's listen, because I know we were...
Here we go.
Yeah.
You've endorsed Donald Trump for president. Judges and two separate juries have found him liable for rape and for defaming the victim of that rape. How do you square your endorsement of Donald Trump with the testimony we just saw?
Well, I will tell you, I was raped at the age of 16.
Karen is correct.
You're right.
I mean, the fact is she's brought up her rape before, so she's the one politicizing her rape. And she brought it up, I think, to try to shame George Stephanopoulos.
She wanted to shut him up.
Into silence. Exactly.
Yeah, she wanted to shut him up.
Yeah, no, exactly. Dana Eagle, I continue to love you, but you're just wrong. I think we just need to admit you're wrong and move on about Ukraine, about this. Had I known how wrong you were... Listen, Chris LaVoie has a full-time job being wrong.
That's true.
I wouldn't have invited you had I known. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
And you have to also... I'm adorable.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
But you also didn't... First of all, you didn't need the civil trial anyway because he said who he was before he was president.
Yeah.
He talked about that. Yeah. So it has nothing to do with the trial. And... Again, I think the program should be about the policies. I think that's what we're missing in the conversation. And George Stephanopoulos worked for Bill Clinton, and he doesn't have a very clean record when it comes to women either.
Wow, Dana Eagle, throwing down.
I know, I'm so much less adorable.
All right,
now.
I guess I shouldn't promote what you're going to do next, but what are you going to do next?
Oh, I know this. I know, because you're like,
right.
Please go do it and leave our show.
No, I said I love you. How can people share my love for you?
Okay. This weekend, I'm going to go out. I'm going to be opening for Wanda Sykes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Norfolk, Virginia. Chrysler Hall, Richmond, Virginia.
Yep.
Dominion Energy Center. And Fayetteville, North Carolina. The Crown Theater.
Fantastic. We love Wanda Sykes. Give her our love. We were talking about this, Dan. I don't know if Eugene Carroll is going to sue again, but every legal expert is like, she can. One legal expert said he is the gift that keeps on giving to Eugene Carroll and her attorneys, because he did it again this weekend. And he shut up for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He shut up right after the verdict, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well,
for a little
someone
while.
Who's been in debt before, like, you get a certain amount in debt and you're like, yeah, what's another few hundred thousand or a few million? It's like, it's not gonna make that much of a difference.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have it, and he's getting it
right.
from someone
exactly.
connected to Russia,
right.
So there's a national security concern again. Here's the problem. You know what's happening, Chris? Politics is all cattywampus. We have expressed love for Megyn Kelly today.
Uh-huh, I know.
And now Liz Cheney, as we frequently
I don't know what to say.
Applaud Liz Cheney. And now I disagree with Dana Eagle on things, and somehow I love Megyn Kelly and Liz Cheney this morning.
Also,
you know why?
Why?
We share Mark Levin bashing us. A spat broke out between Mark Levin of Fox News and Liz Cheney over an article in The Federalist that accused the January 6th committee of suppressing exonerating evidence regarding Donald Trump.
Anyone who knows Stephanie Miller, and there aren't many, knows she has no audience. She's been up and coming for 20 years. She's sarcastic and ultra left wing.
I love you, Liz Cheney, and Mark Levin is a bag of b****s. Come over for a glass of wine. Let's talk about it.
Oh, yeah, she'll be right over.
All you have to do is tie out a fresh goat.
Tell her who your dad was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's how I open.
That's exactly.
That's how I draw them in. That's the fresh goat.
Yeah.
That I tie out.
Oh, my God.
And then I draw Republicans in.
You tie your dad out as a goat.
God, woman.
Can I just say my dogs, Bonnie and Clyde? Have you met my new tiny little dogs, Bonnie and Clyde? I visited a fantastic lady who has two very large iguanas in cages in her yard. I stayed in her, Airbnb guest house. And they totally looked, and she has lots of foliage in her yard. They totally looked like they were in Jurassic Park and about to be eaten by the velociraptors.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I just thought it was a quirky little story because you're a quirky little kid.
Yeah, she has little dogs now.
Yeah.
What happened to the big ones?
One of them passed away, and I had to rehome the
COVID?
Other one. No. No, my dog did not die of COVID. It was lymphoma. You are just dark and weird. Okay, let's... And I forgot about that. I forgot about how truly weird you are. It's part of your charm.
Yes.
I know. I sneak it in there. Like, you're not expecting
right.
it. It
right.
seems normal.
Like a ninja.
Yeah.
I did not see that coming. Okay. By the by, here's... It's just been a bad news streak for Republicans, which couldn't make me happier. Republican exodus from the RNC as the party announces Lara Trump. I think it's smart to appoint your daughter-in-law, but then also have her say all the money is going to him.
Yeah.
One U.S. Army vet said Lara Trump is now co-chair of the RNC after a lifetime of donating to every GOP nominee and multiple down-ballot candidates every cycle. I'm out. I donated to help win elections, not to maintain his lifestyle of a billionaire. No point donating now. Wow. Mm-hmm. He's, God, maybe his gold sneakers aren't even gonna sell. Who knows when the grift is up, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know,
I think when he runs out of money, he's just going to die.
Yep.
Yeah. See, she ends on a very dark note.
Dark and weird.
Yeah. Well, listen, you can see all that live with Wanda Sykes. That is, and follow her on the social medias. We love you, Dana Eagle.
Caw. I missed you.
I missed you.
Bye.
Too.
Bye.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tune in for a big Monday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll take your phone calls. We'll give you all the headlines. Devil's Advocates, 4 to 6 statewide.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.